My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Arch is with us again this year, every Thursday in this spot, although I'm going to call you afterwards because I need more time with you, and I know you've got a busy schedule. Arch is in demand this time of year, and his media appearances are prolific. Arch at Paul Charchian on X on Twitter, director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com, podcast Fantasy Football Weekly and CHOP. You get those wherever you get your podcasts. We have arrived, my friend.
Yes,
at the start
it is
of
time.
The season. I mean, it really is like for those of us that love this sport and love this league, it is such a great rhythm that we fall into this time of year, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, part of what makes the NFL tick, I think, it's the long dry off season. You know, you want it back. And I don't feel like we roll into cap season feeling that way about the NHL, you know, where it's you know, the length of those seasons, we want it, we crave it. We're so ready for football, and it's, you know, it's part of the reason I don't love the notion that they're going to go to 18 games or 20 games in the regular season. Sometimes less is more. And I just feel like the NFL's got, you know, this wonderful long off season where you can really get the juices flowing and start really anticipating the season, you know? You with me on this?
Yeah, I think we're going to get 18 games, and I think we're going to get a President's Day Super Bowl weekend eventually.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, 17, I don't know if we can be overserved with this. I don't know if we can be. anyway, let's talk this weekend, and let's start with tonight. Derrick Henry's debut in Baltimore. If you've got him, do you start him against the Chiefs defense, which, by the way, was lights out against the Ravens in the AFC title game?
It was. And I'm glad you brought that up. These teams met 2 games ago. The score was 17-10 despite very nice weather for that game. And the defenses for both of these teams, extremely similar to the ones from last year. So we can draw on that last game at least a little bit. In that game, the Ravens running backs had 6 rushing attempts all game.
Yeah,
that's
Monken.
It. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to change, right? I mean, you know, Derrick Henry, they bring in Derrick Henry to run the ball 6 times. They're going to run much more here. But Kansas City's run defense was good last year. They only gave up 6 rushing touchdowns all year. That's it. And even volume backs, they had 6 different backs face Kansas City that ran the ball 18 or more times. They averaged 90 yards, which is good, not amazing, and 0.2 touchdowns. So I still like Henry, and obviously you're going to start him, but I don't know that a monster game is coming here. I've got a B grade on Derrick Henry.
This is such an interesting ad because Henry at times, even in recent years, has been Derrick Henry. We've seen him have some of those games. And when you're in this dual threat rush first attack, although it wasn't, you know, in the AFC title game, I don't know. I think it could be a huge year for him. It's going to be interesting.
The offensive line boost is significant for him, and he needs that. I mean, it's like Derrick Henry's a guy who's going to juke around defenders. He needs lanes. And, you know, Baltimore their better offensive line anyway, but they also have a lot of moving parts and they upgraded it in the offseason. Hopefully those things all come together in week one. But that'll be what I'm looking for here with Derrick Henry. Does he have the big rushing lanes?
If you have Patrick Mahomes on your team, which I do, do you start him tonight?
Yeah. Well, very quiet game in the AFC Championship, just 241-1. Ravens were an elite pass defense last year, and it's almost the exact same defense this year. They gave up one passing touchdown per game, which in this NFL is outstanding. No passer hit 300 yards against Baltimore all year last year. 11 of them didn't even top 227 yards. This is and he doesn't have Hollywood Brown. It's still Patrick Mahomes, and you know you kind of have to start him. But my expectations here are in check, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's back at something in that ballpark of 250 yards, one maybe two touchdowns. I don't see an explosive game coming here.
What's the toughest call for any player for fantasy owners tonight?
It's Kansas City's first round rookie Xavier Worthy. You know he had some electrifying moments in preseason, including one preseason game, which he hauled in two bombs. He's the guy who set the all-time combine speed record in the 40, but he goes up against, again, very good pass defense. Baltimore only gave up 12 wide receiver scores all year. Where he's really helped is no Hollywood Brown. So with no Hollywood Brown on the field, that could put Xavier Worthy on the field for much of this game. And so I kind of like him here. See if you think you agree with me on this. So he's a raw rookie, but he's super fast. Maybe Andy Reid just tries to put some deep balls to Worthy on tape to force future opponents to have to just respect the deep pass. Because remember, Patrick Mahomes' average distance of throws keeps getting shorter year over year, which makes him easier to defend. They had really lost a lot of that downfield passing attack. And I wonder if they don't try to make a statement here with Xavier Worthy with some long bombs.
Yeah, I mean, they have the fastest player ever recorded at the combine and maybe one of the fastest straight line guys to ever come into the league. And look, they've missed some of that. You know, they've not been the same in terms of the dynamic playmaking ability since Hill left. I think anything's possible. Tell me about the three rookie quarterbacks who are going to start and their opponents. Jaden Daniels against Tampa for our team. Bo Nix for the Broncos against the Raiders. And then Caleb Williams against the Titans for the Bears.
Yeah, well, the guy I'm not high on at all is Bo Nix. And I don't think his game...
I said at the Raiders. They're at Seattle.
Yep. I'm not calling him a bust before he's ever played an NFL game. So let me be really careful about this. But what Bo Nix did at Oregon was he was a one read quarterback. And in that read was lightning fast and it was near the line of scrimmage. And if that guy wasn't open, he was either throwing bad passes or breaking off routes. He wasn't going through his progressions. He was not, he's somebody who ran into trouble. So it's got to evolve, and I don't think it happens here. And he's got a lot to prove to me before I'm starting Bo Nix. Now, the other two, it's a whole different story. I've got starting grades on both Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Williams had real moments that looked fantastic in the preseason. Some things that didn't look good, and it wasn't all beautiful, but he had some plays where you're like, damn, that's an NFL-level arm right there. And he gets Tennessee in the opener. I mean, this is a very, very plus matchup against the 27th-ranked pass defense by Pro Football Focus last year. They made one personnel improvement. That's it. So I like Caleb Williams quite a bit in this game. For your guy, Jaden Daniels, who, by the way, Jaden McDaniels – is a very good Timberwolf.
Yes,
and
he
is. Follow the Wolves closely. I'm going to get the name wrong many times over the course of our conversations. So I'm just going to get that out of the way early.
Well, I mean, your team, you have an NBA team that's legitimately worth rooting for. That was fun to watch them this year, especially that series against Denver. Tell me about the three top receivers, Harrison, Neighbors, and Roma Dunze. Who do you like this weekend among those three?
I like Neighbors the best. And I like, they're all startable, but Neighbors gets a Minnesota secondary that gave up the sixth most fantasy points to receivers last year. Got overhauled at the cornerback position with a bunch of veterans who no other team wanted, like Shaq Griffin and Stephon Gilmore, who they only signed like 3 weeks ago. So I like Neighbors the best. Dunze gets the Titans. We just mentioned that as a very positive matchup. And then, you know, Marvin Harrison, the first receiver taken in this draft, he's got the trickiest one of the bunch because it's Buffalo's the opponent. They were really good against the pass last year. Only three receivers topped 82 yards all year. They gave up the sixth fewest fantasy points to position, and Marvin Harrison's going to draw with Sewell Douglas, and he was great last year. He finishes Pro Football Focus as sixth-ranked cornerback. So, yeah, the trickiest matchup is the first guy taken here, Marvin Harrison.
All right, last one for Charge for Week 1. Give me a player or two that's, you know, the most interesting here in Week 1 that you're really excited to see.
I think from a fantasy standpoint, we get the most questions answered when we watch Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson. Because, you know, last year we were so frustrated with the way he was used by Arthur Smith. And we just assume that Zach Robinson, your offensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, that he's going to use him differently. But Zach Robinson is saying specifically and repeatedly that Tyler Allgeier is going to be very involved in this offense.
Right.
You know, so how involved? I mean, Bijan Robinson went off the board, Kevin, in the middle of the first round of fantasy drafts. I mean, people were banking on him turning into an 18, 20-touch guy every week. So, to me, finding out if he's going to really be closer to a bell cow is the most fascinating storyline to watch on Sunday.
You know, Allgeier in a different situation would be a number one back on a lot of rosters, don't you think?
Yeah, your team. Yeah, your team. He would be better than Brian Robinson, and he'd be a number one back on probably, I don't know, 6-7 teams in the NFL.
Yeah, they have a very good running back situation. By the way, Brian Robinson Jr., just remember I told you this. He's going to have a big year for this team.
You think so? Man, tell me why you think that, because I don't see it on the field.
All right, so this is why I would tell you that. Number one, you've got a dual-threat quarterback, which, as we know, when you have a dual-threat quarterback, it opens it up. It makes it a lot easier for the running backs. Mm-hmm. We go back to Alfred Morris. We didn't even know who Alfred Morris was in 2012. He ended up setting the franchise record that year for rushing yards. Number two is you're going to see Kingsbury be a responsible offensive coordinator. He's going to try to protect his young quarterback. Not, you know, he's going to have him involved in a run dual threat, you know, attack at times, but there's going to be a much more emphasis on running the football, which they didn't do it all last year under Eric Bieniemy. You're going to use their backs a lot in quick game, in screens. And I'm telling you, Charge, he's underrated. He is very good after the contact. He's got good vision. He's much better than people understand as a pass catcher out of the backfield.
Hmm.
And I think Eckler has a chance to have a big year, but I think Brian Robinson Jr. is going to be featured in this offense a lot more than people realize. I mean, when they go empty set, don't be surprised if he's on the field as a receiver.
Wow.
Yeah, I like Not Brian Eckler. Robinson Jr. to have a big year. I think part of it is that I have belief that Jaden Daniels is going to be pretty good as a rookie. So, and that Kingsbury can scheme it up. We'll see. All right,
yeah.
Anything else?
I'm on the Eckler side of this. For the record, we'll mark the tape. I'm on the Eckler side for a big year. You can be on the Robinson side, and hopefully we'll both be right.
All right. I know you got to run. Thanks. I love doing this with you. Can't wait to do it for another season.
You got it, my man. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Paul Charchi and everybody. We'll do some Denton news next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. I'm here to tell you that Window Nation's September savings are as good as you will get anywhere right now. If you've been thinking about new windows, now's the perfect time. Window Nation leads the industry with an impressive 96% customer satisfaction rating. That means when you choose Window Nation, you're getting top-notch quality and outstanding service every step of the way. Replace your old drafty windows and enjoy up to 40% savings on your energy bills. How about reducing your heating and air conditioning bills by 40%? It gets even better. Window Nation offers an unbeatable lifetime warranty. That's their promise that your new windows are built to last for years to come. Right now, take advantage of an exclusive offer. Buy two windows, get two free. Plus, you can get started with zero money down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Don't wait. Call Window Nation today to schedule your free, no obligation in-home.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home estimate. Call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. And remember, to get this special offer, tell them Kevin Sheehan sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.